Merry Christmas from everyone at Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. They would like to thank you for your business and support for over 50 years. See them for both foreign and domestic parts for automobiles, custom-built hydraulic hoses, and welding supplies, too. Merry Christmas to all from Harold Tucker Auto Parts, located at 810 South Street, Mountain Home.
It will be Russell's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home by a score of 20-17. Bryson Korsmeyer will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets it into Trey Allen. We are back underway. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Allen will throw it over on the right side to Spencer Terry, who checked in between quarters. Terry, a 5'10 junior. Now Allen has it up at the top. Takes a screen from Mathis. Almost has the ball knocked away, but he'll give it to Mathis. Now to Korsmeyer in the corner. His three-pointer does not go, and ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Mountain Home, and it will be Russell inbounding it as we are 22 seconds into the second quarter. Mathis will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Looking to get it in, and he does to Allen. And now he's called for the travel as he went up and down just a little bit. That's Russellville's second turnover of the night. Both teams, I've counted two turnovers so far for both. Russellville leading by three as we are 28 seconds into the second quarter. Here is Gilbert bringing it into the front court, trying to avoid the double team as they're going with a trap now. Here, now he'll get to Cresselius, now to Peters, who's going into the lane for the layup, and it goes in. Colton Peters with his first 2 points of the night, and that cuts Russellville's lead back to one. Here is Terry with the ball on the right side. Now he's going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Mathis. Up top now to Allen. Allen's going down towards the low block. Throws it to Mathis at the free throw line. His jumper will not go, and the rebound controlled by Benton, and back on the Bombers. 6:55 left of the first half, a one-point Russellville lead, but Ben going into the lane for the layup, no good, but he'll draw the blocking foul and head to the free throw line with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. That foul is on Savion Brock. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against Russellville here in the first half. So Talon Benton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Well, they can still tie it with this next free throw. Hunter Bashir is checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresselius. And for Russellville, Savion Brock will take a seat as he's replaced by Ryan Sikowski. Second free throw for Benton is good. His first point of the night, and we're knotted up at 20 all with 6:48 left of the first half. Fifth tie of the night, three lead changes so far. Here's Sikowski's pass. It was stolen back the other way, and here comes Talon Benton after Russell commits left of the half. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the left side. Cruz going into the lane, looked like he was about to go up for the layup. Instead, he kicks over to Cresselius, and now a foul's going to be called on the floor. That foul is on Spencer Terry, his first personal foul, team foul number three against Russellville. Talon Benton will inbound it with 5:45 left. He will throw it to Gilbert in the left corner. His three in and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Korsmeyer, and back comes Russellville. Allen throws it to Korsmeyer. Korsmeyer going into the lane for the layup. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Smith. He goes up. He can't get it to go, but draws contact. And now he'll head to the charity stripe. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Bombers. So 5.5 minutes left of the first half as Grant Smith will go back to the free throw line, where so far he's 2-for-2 with 4 points. First shot for Smith is up and in. Matt Jones checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. And Grant Smith can make it a two-possession game if he gets this next free throw. Smith's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has six. 24-20 with 5.5 minutes left. Russellville on top. Gilbert throws it over to Ben, and Russellville's going with a zone press. Back over to Gilbert. Still got to get it into the front court. And they finally do as throws it in, across the timeline to Benton. Here is Benton going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He puts it back up and in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 24-22. Russellville's lead cut back to the deuce. Here is Smith throwing it to Sikowski in the right corner. Now kicks out to Kortzmeyer. Now ball goes over to Terry in the left corner. He'll throw it up top to Kortzmeyer. Back over to Terry in the wing. Down in the corner goes to Sikowski. Throws it up top to Smith. Over on the left side to Kortzmeyer. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Hit Nick the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Cresilius. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie or take the lead back on this possession. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Throws over to Cresilius in the corner. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Overall goes to the right side to Ben. Down to Peters in the corner. Peters going into the lane for the layup off the glass. A little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He puts it back up and in, and we are knotted back up. Matt Jones with 6 points. Six tie of the night. 24 all with 4:12 left in the first half. Here is Allen with the ball up at the top. He takes the screen, drills to the left side. Now is going down towards the corner. Kicks up top to Terry. Over on the right side now to Smith. He'll find Allen near the top. He gives it to Terry. Down in the corner now it goes to Sikowski. Back over to Allen on the wing. He'll take the screen, finds a cutting Sikowski going into the lane for the leading jumper. Good. Ryan Sikowski with his first 2 points of the night, and Russellville back on top 26-24 with 3:39 left of the first half. Here's Pierce with the ball on the right side. Now he's dribbling down towards the lane. Kicks out to Benton on the left side. He's pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. In and out, no good. And Allen gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Tries to give it to Smith. He couldn't handle the pass. Ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the unforced turnover. Luke Cruz checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Talon Benton. And several subs coming in for Russellville. One of them, Nicholas Carter, checking in for the first time tonight. He is a 6-foot junior. I think there were several others. They may have just about cleared the floor except for Smith. Smith and Sikowski. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing for Mountain Home. 3:06 left of the first half, a 2-point Russellville lead. Ball goes over on the right side to Peters. Up top to Cruz. Cruz going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Cresilius. He's going to go up for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Russellville comes up with the ball. 2:50 left of the first half. Here is Schaefer with it, who checked in a little bit ago. Now goes up top to Carter over the left side to Smith. Now ball goes over to Sikowski in the right corner. His jumper good. Ryan Sikowski with 4 points, and it's a 4-point Russellville lead with 2.5 minutes left of the first half. 28-24 our score. Gilbert across the half-court stripe for the Bombers. Throws over on the left side to Cruz. Cruz going to dribble toward the lane, pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. It rolled around, would not go, and Russellville gets the rebound. Here's Schaefer quickly back the other way, throwing it to Mathis. He's going down towards the lane. He tried to kick it to Sikowski. It threw it right off his leg. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back on the turnover. And now a timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 2:07 left to play in the first half. It is Russellville on top 28-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Mountain Home taking their first time out of the night with 2:07 left to play in the first half as they trail Russellville 28-24. Hard-fought battle, just as Josh Fulcher is saying it needed to be between both teams. The good news is both teams have kind of limited their turnovers tonight. Mountain Home, I've only counted two, Russellville with five. Here is Cresilius with the ball on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Gilbert on the left wing. He finds Cruz cutting into the lane for the alley-oop layup. He could not get it to go. Boy, it was close, and Russell comes up with the rebound. Back the other way, here's Mathis going up for the three in the left corner. Good. Bowen Mathis with 9 points, all from behind the arc, and it is a 7-point lead all of a sudden for Russellville with 1:36 left of the first half. 31-24 is the score. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right wing, throws it up top to Cresilius, over to Peters on the left side. Now up top to Cruz, over on the right goes to Cresilius. Now he gives it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Jones is fighting for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. And I believe it's going to be Mount Holmes ball in the possession arrow. Yes, it is. 1:18 left into the first half. And Mount Holmes will inbound it as they trail 31-24. Cresilius will trigger the pass on the baseline. Gets into Cruz in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz now with 15 points, 31-27. Mounts home, cuts the margin back to 4. Here is Schaefer into the front court for the Cyclones. Throws it over to Mathis. He's going to try for another 3, and then he gets that one to go. Mathis are now in double figures with 12 points. Again, all from 3-point range. 55 seconds left. It is a 7-point lead again for Russellville. 34-27 our count. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Cresilius now on the right side. He will dribble between the circles. Gives it to Peters on the left wing. Finds Jones on the low block, and he's going to be called for the travel. I thought he dribbled, but I guess officials saw something I didn't. Third turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Trey Allen checking in for the Cyclones, replacing Nicholas Carter. 37 seconds left in the first half. It is a 7-point Cyclone lead. Schaefer will walk the ball across the timeline for Russellville. He'll take the screen from Sikowski. He gives it to Mathis. Now back to Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles towards the paint. Now kicks out to Allen. Up top to Mathis. Mathis takes the screen. Finds Sikowski going into the lane for the layup and good. Ryan Sikowski with 6 points. 36-27. Russell leading it with 10 seconds left. Here's Gilbert back the other way for Mountain Home. They've got a chance to get one last shot off before the half. Gilbert has it on the right side. 3 seconds, throws up top to Peters. He's going to try for a three at the buzzer. He can't get to go, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after 2 quarters of play, our score is Russellville leading Mountain Home 36-27. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!